Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, and today I'm joined by
Damaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, how's our week been, guys?
My week was good, but the Thanksgiving break kind of ended too early, but I had a good Thanksgiving, yeah, it was fun. What about y'all?
I had a good weekend. Been watching a lot of college football. It's been I think it was rivalry week last week. It's been like a good week, so just been watching that, eating some good Thanksgiving. That was it.
I had a horrible Thanksgiving.
Why?
I had no foods there. I had no foods at Thanksgiving. I had a dry lasagna and garlic bread. That's all I had.
You should have said something. I would have brought you some food.
And I had some unsweet sweet tea.
Oh.
And some terrible Kool-Aid. That's literally all.
Bruh, I would have been mad.
I was very mad. And then I had to go to my other grandma's house.
She ain't had nothing.
She had some. The worst pulled pork I've ever had.
Oh.
She put like 5 kinds of barbecue sauce in there thinking it'd be good. It was disgusting.
Why didn't you try to cook?
I wasn't at my house. Uh-oh. Nobody comes to my house for Thanksgiving. We just go all around. And now it's time for our Red Fox Week in Review, brought to you by Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center. From routine checkups to complex state-of-the-art surgery, Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center wants to be your health provider of choice.
The boys basketball team played in the 2021 Hoop Fist preseason tournament over the Thanksgiving break with the first game against First Baptist and a score of 65-48. Second game against Cardinal Newman and third game against Eau Claire with 50-21 finishing 2-1. On Tuesday, November 30th, defeated AC Flora with a winning score of 49-47. The team was led by DeAndre Huggins, who had 20 points, 12 rebounds, and 1 block. The boys will take action again on Friday, December 3rd at Sumter at 7:30. Good luck, boys.
And now for girls basketball. This past Tuesday, the girls had their first seasonal opening game against AC Flora Falcons. The girls played good defense and decent offense. The score was close, 45-42, leaving the girls with their first loss of the season. The player of the game was Olivia Martin with 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block. The girls will play December 3rd at Sumter, 7:30. Good luck, girls.
And that's our Red Fox Week in Review.
And now for our guest of the week, we brought to you by Alleyway Printing. At Alleyway Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say, though, print media? Call or email us to get started. We would like to welcome back to the show Athletic Director Coach Brad Boo.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
How are you?
Doing good. Good to be back. Appreciate y'all having me back on.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
This first episode?
Been a couple months, right?
Yeah, it's been like a month or two. All right, we're going to give you some icebreakers, basically.
All right. Let's see what we got. This'll be a little interesting. All right, what you got?
What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Best piece of advice. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. That was one. I still remember that quote. In fact, the funny thing is it didn't come from an adult or anything like that. Our middle linebacker, when I played high school ball, he was crazy. He was one. I mean, he's one that run through a brick wall and just look at you while he's bleeding type thing. And but he would always say that right before our games and just, like, quit complaining about stuff. Ain't nothing to it. Just do it. You know, and so I don't know. It's just funny how that's always stuck with me.
Next question is, when you die, what do you want to be remembered for?
Someone that cared for others and did everything I could to just help others be better people. You know, I love athletics, and I'd like for people to remember me in the athletic scene a little bit, but even more so with that, like helping people become better people.
What simple food will you never eat?
What simple? Olives. Black olives. And if my wife listens to this, black olives, I will not eat. Quit putting it on pizza. I don't know what it is. Like, I just can't. It's just black olives. I mean, and you know how the people get those little snack pouches of just, have y'all seen those before? Yeah. Or just little cans? No. And I tell you, Coach Garner, if you're listening, it's disgusting. Because we used to, you know, eat lunch, and he would just have little black olives. I'm like, that, I just can't do it.
Do you make the pizzas at home? You know, like you take the little tortillas and then.
So, yeah, so we do that sometimes. And so my wife and my daughters, they don't mind black olives. So I always got to have my completely own thing because either that or like a. And it has to, you know how you have half pizza, you know, but some like sprinkle over.
Yeah.
You know, don't even give me the sprinkle over. Like I control that and make sure that black olives don't get over there. I'm telling you.
What was your favorite childhood cartoon or TV show?
Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
I was a big Ninja Turtle guy. In fact, even for Halloween, I think I was like a Ninja Turtle 3 years in a row. So, yeah.
The same one?
Maybe. I don't remember that, but I do know that my costume was a Ninja Turtle. I don't know what it was. I enjoyed it, you know, running through the cellars, and they always had the pizzas, and I always want like the one with the daggers, you know, because he would just flip them out. So I would say Ninja Turtle.
What was the most unique style or fashion trend you ever embraced?
You know, I'm such a fashionable guy.
Are we not?
Yeah. Shoot, I don't know. I think when I was in high school, I used to try to like dress to impress a lot. So I dressed pretty sharp there for a little while until I had my knee surgeries. That kind of got me out of it because I had braces on my knee and it was on crutches, and you don't really want to dress up when you're all like that all the time. But I don't know. So I don't know if I really had a true trend, but I would try to be fairly sharp there for a little while in high school. I tried to impress a little bit, and I wouldn't be, you know, ties and stuff like that. But you know, I was always dressing, you know, somewhat nice, but I guess that would be the best. I don't know. Like I said, fashion is not my forte.
If you could only eat one food again for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Lasagna, but not the dry stuff that you have. I tell you, my wife makes a really good lasagna from scratch. But I'm an Italian guy. I really like Italian food. Like, so you give me chicken parmesan sandwich, you get me lasagna, those type of things, I could probably eat that every day. But I would say if I had to pick one, it would be lasagna. I could probably do.
Who was your childhood famous crush?
Famous crush?
Oh, yeah.
Kelly from Saved by the Bell. I always enjoyed watching Saved by the Bell, and then I think she went on into like 90210, and my sisters have two sisters, and they would watch 90210 all the time. I don't even know if y'all know what that is, but they would watch it all the time, and I would put up with it because she, you know, I didn't mind watching her. So I would say say she would be the crush.
If you had to pick one, what is your favorite sport to watch?
Honestly, it's a tie. I would say football or hockey. I know hockey's not as popular around here, but I really enjoy watching NHL. And growing up in Charlotte, it was the ECHL, which was the league right below the NHL. So you had a lot of those. If they were injured, they would go down and rehab games. But it was really good hockey. But it was $7 to get a ticket, you know, in Charlotte, and it was downtown Charlotte. So we'd go to the Coliseum and watch them all the time. So hockey in person is an absolute blast. On TV, I still enjoy it because, I guess I understand the game and stuff, and then the physicalness and how fast they are. But then you got football, which is – what's football? Yeah. What's much better, especially college football?
Yeah, college is way better than NFL.
I get a little bored with NFL, but college football, you know, those two I could watch just about any day and really enjoy it.
Question for you. Who you got this Saturday, Alabama or Georgia?
I think Alabama's looking a little – you know, they're a little iffy this year. Granted, they're still good, but I'm going to go Georgia. I think Georgia's going to pull it off, and I think Alabama's going to take another loss. But the problem, though, is Alabama just came off of a near loss.
Yeah.
And they always play unreal after they have those issues.
All right, now to the real questions. How do you feel your first year has been going so far?
A little hectic at times. But I think for the most part, is we had a really good fall all the way around. I think things went fairly smooth. The good thing was I've been here. You know, that I think that helps a ton, because if I came in and I hadn't been here for the 12 years I have been, just trying to figure out, learn people and figure out who's who and what to do. But the good thing is I kind of already knew the way things happen at Hartsfield, what Hartsfield is. And so by doing that just helped things go fairly smooth. But as far as the fall, I mean, I'm really enjoying it. I think we're doing a lot of good things. We're continuing to grow. Like just this class, I mean, the way y'all do all the articles that we post every week, preview stuff, recap things, y'all's human interest, spotlight, Red Fox type stuff. I think that's really cool. And that's just helping our athletic department so much more. And because, believe it or not, I get a lot of feedback, and especially when we're doing it with sports that just aren't as popular, like just aren't as media-driven, in local media. And so when we, when we spotlight, a golfer or tennis, and those type of things, like, that's really cool stuff, and they don't always get the media attention that, a football team gets. And so I think those things have been huge for us and has really gained a lot of support. So overall, I think it's going really well. I'm pretty happy with where we're headed and just trying to strive to continue to head that direction.
What obstacles have you faced so far during your time?
So just COVID, obviously. COVID's still there, and you still have to do certain protocols and have issues. So just constantly learning those things. But I think for me personally, a lot of obstacles is just learning all the ins and outs of every athletic team. So like even basketball this week, an hour before game time, I was like, ooh, I forgot to do this, and all of a sudden run around and get things squared away to make sure that's going to happen smoothly and those type of things. So I think the obstacles are more of just finding a routine of, how everything works, and then continuing to try to make sure I'm doing what makes our coaches comfortable. Like, because, you coach the best when you feel comfortable and you're not worried about other things. So I try to make sure that, I figure out what they need, and I'm trying to stay on top of that. I think a lot of stuff, I get pulled in like 50 directions sometimes. And so all of a sudden, like, it's the next day, I'm like, oh man, I forgot to do this, or I still need to call this person. I still need to email this person. And so I'm just trying to constantly find better routines to just stay on top of everything. But again, like I said, I think everything's going well. It's just those are some of the hard stuff that I'm trying to figure out.
Tell us some of your goals you want to accomplish for sports this year.
Get more fans in the stands. I know that kind of sounds like a little rhyme there, but that's my big thing. I think school spirit is good, but could be better. And so we're just trying. I just want the cool thing about technology is we're able to live stream games. For football, we had a radio. We have radio broadcasts. We have those things. But, like, the Tuesday night with the girls and boys basketball game with AC Flora, we had over 200 students in that gym. And as loud as it got when that game got intense, and then as excited as it was, I mean, I was feeling the atmosphere, Like, I was moving around the gym a little faster. And like,
feeling good.
Like, it was an awesome atmosphere. Now, unfortunately, we can't let students in for free for every game. That's like we talked before, I think, budget things have to happen financially to be able to even function. But we're coming up with a discounted way to get students in to games. And seeing that crowd Tuesday night, seeing what it could be, actually pushed us to find ways to discount things for students, at least during the regular season when we were allowed to. But that's my goals, is just to constantly, what can we do to get more people at our games all the time? And that's the kind of goal, and the vision is just to increase school spirit, get people excited when they're walking down the hall that it's game day, put our brand out there a little more. I mean, our town knows about Hartsfield, but, some games you go to, you don't really know it's a game unless you know it's happening. So, getting signage, getting those type of things back out there just to be as visible as we can.
What are some long-term goals you would like to achieve?
Facility upgrades, you know, it's constantly, because, you know, you're constantly, you know, wanting to improve everything. And so we always talk about improving, you know, student athletes, improving the game and those type of things. But part of that comes with facilities. And I think we're headed in the right direction. I mean, we have some of the best facilities in the state, I think. But just continuing to grow with that. So long-term goals, I would say definitely just constantly improving our facilities. But long-term goal, again, is multi-sport athletes. You know, that's one thing I talk to our coaches about a lot. But I think that we could be in really, really good shape if we had more, you know, even had even more athletes that played more than one sport. And so just think about how deep our teams could be, the rosters, when, you know, everybody's playing more and all part of it. Plus, you think about that many more teammates that you would have. So now you got a bond with even more people. You know, it's just – it's constantly growing and uniting everybody together.
How important is fundraising for high school sports?
It probably is the most important thing. Like I kind of mentioned earlier with budget, you know, and school districts can only do so much. It's not like, you know, people are like, well, why can't someone just do that? Well, it's hard to just, you know, give out money here and there. And the school district, you know, they're helping. And so we get some funding there. But to get what we truly want for our student athletes, we have to fundraise. You know, to get the extra things, the things that really make things pop, the things that really, you know, makes things a lot more personal for that sport. I mean, we are always able to provide the needs of a sport, but when you want to go that extra step, I mean, fundraising is where it happens. So fundraising is absolutely huge. And like I was telling Coach English right before we started, you know, we picked up another corporate sponsor, which is Raceway Auto. And but just that, you know, a corporate sponsor is a way that we're able to fundraise. And then just the support that we get from them. So, you know, those type of things just are extremely important to be able to do what we want and get the things we want for our student athletes.
We are hosting a fundraiser here on Saturday. Tell us how you came up with that idea.
Actually, our wrestling coach. Believe it or not, so wrestling, you know, is during the winter as well. And so a couple years ago, whatever, they went and wrestled at a school, and they saw a big old line, you know, at going into like their cafeteria or something like that. He was like, what's going on over there? And they were having like a breakfast fundraiser. So then he came to me and said, well, how about let's do something with like a breakfast with Santa or something? I immediately looked at him and said, well, I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good idea. Because who in here does not like pancakes? Exactly, right? Everybody loves pancakes. So none of y'all so everybody loves pancakes. Everybody loves syrup. And then we're going to have Santa Claus there. So you get your picture with Santa, and then cheerleaders are going to have a letter. You know, they're going to be able to write letters with Santa or to Santa. Have a station for that. And so as we started talking about what could we do, like all these ideas started popping. You know, and we just said, look, you know, we do it at $5. You know, we hope pretty much everybody can afford to just come. And for $5, you get, you know, a stack of pancakes, a picture, and you get to hang out, you know, with the Red Foxes. So really, as it just started to develop more ideas. I mean, and in fact, we have more ideas already. We just can't get them all in place this year. So we're hoping it'll be really good for us, and then next year we can build on it and do some more things. But really, how it started, our wrestling coach came and said, "Hey, I got an idea. What do you think?" And then and we ran with it. So
you said for $5 we get a whole stack of pancakes.
I mean, I don't know what a stack is to you, but yeah, it's like a big. Well, I mean, it's not going to be 10 pancakes, but yeah, you're going to get more than one. Yeah, you get like a little stack of pancakes, syrup, butter, your fork, a juice, and we do the, you know, those little juices, and then yeah, then you get to see Santa. So.
Oh yeah, I like that.
How can someone get more information about the event?
You can go to our athletic website. We also posted it on the Hartsville High Facebook page. We've been posting it. In fact, I posted one right before I walked over here, just constantly trying to put it out there. It goes on our Twitter account, our Red Fox Athletic Twitter account as well. And then we have flyers up in different places, different businesses. And then, of course, you can always just call the school too. But it's 8:30 to 10:30 in the Hartsville High Arena. And like I said, it's $5. You can buy online, like go ahead and pre-register online for $4. and then, you know, just bring in like a ticket like you would to a game. Or you can, you know, just pay $5 at the table right when you come Saturday morning, and then and we'll get you in and get you rolling. But yeah, information, we try to put it on all of our social media, and then just have it on our athletic website too.
I have a question. So this is like kind of off topic, but when y'all were giving out those like towels at the game the other mm-hmm. day, did y'all run out of towels?
We did. And to be honest, that's a good problem to have. I mean, we had like 150 towels. That's how I know we were over 200 students, because we did. We had like 150 towels, and we said, okay, this would definitely be good. You know, every student just get one as you come in. And before the guys' game even started, we ran out. But you look up into the stands where the student section was, I mean, it was packed out, and everybody was waving them, and that was a cool thing. So it was a little promotional stuff that we did. And so, I mean, it was a really, really cool thing. I think everybody liked it. I was even going to go around and pick up some towels that maybe got left. You know, if anybody like just left them in there, but everybody must have loved them because they all took them home. Like, it wasn't much cleaning up after that. So yeah, it was a cool idea, but we did. We ended up running out. That's the only reason why. In fact, I was going to keep one myself because it was pretty sweet, but I ended up giving mine to Jay Sean.
Yeah.
He bugged me, and he was like, look, man, I really want one. I was like, well, you're too late.
I threw mine to my brother.
Yeah, well, I took it out of my back pocket, threw it to him, so he went in waving the towel. But
they got there at like 6:50, and
that's what I mean.
They didn't have one.
Yeah, so. Well, the girls' game started at 6, and I'm telling you, by like 6:30, 6:45, we were out of them. But that's a good, like I said, it's a good problem to have.
We'd like to thank you for your time. Would you like to give a shout out to anybody?
Honestly, I'd like to give a shout out to all of our coaches because of this Pancakes with Santa thing that we got. I mean, I'm so excited for it, and really, I'm leaning heavy on our coaching staff, like all of our coaches from all of our sports, because they're the ones that are going to be cooking, and then your student athletes that are coming to help out, they're the ones that, you know, y'all going to be serving and doing that, and we came up with this idea 6 weeks ago, you know, so it wasn't like something like some of our fundraisers we planned for like 6 months. This was a month and a half that we even came up with the idea. So I give a big shout out to them. And then, of course, I told y'all last time, shout out to y'all and what y'all are doing. And I said it earlier in the podcast here, but the things y'all are doing are helping our athletic department so much that y'all keep saying, well, where are we going? You know, what's the good things? But this is it. So,
Now it's time for our Hartsville Hoops Ball Talk, brought to you by First Citizens Bank, Forever First. Those two words are at the heart of everything we do. Forever First means keeping an eye on the long term for our company and for you, for your finances.
We'd like to welcome to the show basketball coach, Coach E.
What's happening?
Name?
What's going on?
Yeah, I said no jokes. That's all. I'm here to be serious.
How you feel about the game Tuesday?
I thought it was a big win for our program. They were ranked number 8th, although I feel like AC Flores should have been ranked number 1. Their front line, I think the guys on their front line was 6'6". Chris Parker's 6'6". Colin Murray Boyles is 6'9". And then they had a 8th grader, Connor. Forget Connor's last name. He's about 6'10". He's about 6'10", 280.
You said 8th grader?
Yeah, the big kid, number 34, he's an 8th grader. And then they have an All-State point guard, Christopher Wallace, and they had some good pieces. They should have been ranked number 1. They were ranked number 8. We were ranked number 5 in the state, and I thought we played well. I was really happy with the way we played. Even if we had lost that game, I thought we played well.
Yeah, I was doing the interview for Sports Journalism. Walked out there, they was lining up. I thought I was at an NBA basketball game in the boys. So
yeah,
y'all came out and played good against them. So
yeah, thank you.
After the first couple of games, how do you feel your team is performing?
Well, I didn't coach the first 3 games. I was spending time in New York with my family, but I watched it on live every game. I watch live, and it's nothing like watching your team on the screen. I was watching it on my iPad, and I almost threw my iPad about 7-8 times. It's crazy to try to, you know, normally where I would yell at them, I'm yelling at my iPad. and you could ask, you asked Tristan, like I yelled at them through the phone at the end of the game against First Baptist when we lost. It's a different feeling. I don't know if for them it was a difference, me not being there, and me being there. But my coaching staff did a great job. And so through these games, I think the one thing that we've been consistent with has been our defense. Our defense has led the way. All of the teams that we play usually average around 60 to 70 points. Shoot, Eau Claire, when we played Eau Claire, the halftime score was, we was beating them 24-2. So defense has been our thing. And that's the one takeaway I have from the way my team's played. I'm very happy with the way we play right now. Now, we've got some mistakes, and they're held accountable for them. But it's all in the pursuit of perfection.
What has been the biggest piece of adversity you and your team has faced this far?
Biggest piece of adversity. I would say me not being there the first couple of games. I think they handled it well. They went 2-1 without me there. And it was something I couldn't avoid, but, you know, that's what it is. But I would say that's the biggest piece of, you know, adversity that we faced as a team.
What do you feel your team has done well so far?
I defend. We're picking up right where we left off last year. I think we were ranked in the top 10 last year in overall points scored against us. And right now I think we're averaging somewhere around 40-something points, 40 or 50 points a game scored against us. And we're in a good – defensively we're in a great place. I think where we struggle and what we need to work on is our offensive continuity. And that's only going to come with practice and more time. We just got some football players who are going to make an impact. Treon McFarland, who should be a huge help. And Bird. He should be able to make a huge impact and be able to come in and give some minutes.
Yeah, another thing I like that y'all team does is when y'all down, y'all don't get mad at each other. Y'all just keep fighting and – That helps a lot, because then y'all just come back.
They got really good, like, hustle ball. Like, yeah. Everybody's, like, constantly running up the court. I didn't see nobody jogging.
Yeah. I feel like they play well when they're down.
Well, I think what's happened over time, and I get on them all the time about this, we got to hold each other accountable. And you got to be – we have to hold each other accountable, and I have to be accountable. And not only that, but I got to be able to take when my brother's telling me, hey, man, you messing up. And so there's been times where, you know, like DeAndre will come to the huddle. Yo, that's my fault. Like, I don't know if y'all saw the play where we're up by like 5-6 and we could close the door on the game. And DeAndre and Cam have a miscommunication. And DeAndre throws it behind Cam out of bounds.
I saw that.
And I wanted to take the ball and kick it out building.
Yeah, you had jumped over the rope.
Because we can't make those mistakes. DeAndre instantly said, my fault. You know, so, and they like each other. You know, like on Sundays, this Sunday's going to be our first Sunday dinner. You know, they hang around each other a lot. They like each other. So they know that they get to a point where, yo, we got to get it done. And they get it done.
At one point in the game, I seen you getting like you were getting like red, like mad. You jumped over the little chain where the announce table was. You like sat down while the team was still playing.
I've been told I'm animated when I coach. I don't know. I can't see myself, so I don't know. But I've been told I'm extremely animated. And somebody said they come to the game to watch me coach, not really watch the game. So that's and some of the things I say to them sometimes, they you know, like, here's our thing. And I say this, we say this, there's a chant we have before we leave the locker room, before every game. We feel like we are so good, and I've always believed this. I think that confidence is one of your biggest things. You should have confidence. You shouldn't be conceited. You should be confident. And I say they disrespected us. And then they repeat by showing up. See, by showing up, you think in your mind that you can beat us. That's disrespectful. It's disrespectful that you even got off the bus.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
Since you're going to disrespect us, now we got to put it to you. And it's that mindset that keeps me going. And it keeps them going. It's the last thing that they hear coming out is, man, these dudes are disrespectful. I don't even know why they even, okay, now they got to get all the smoke. And we want all the smoke.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's just, but we work hard.
Yes, sir.
And like I said, it's the accountability of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to beat everybody. We know we're not. We're not better than everybody. But we just hope to work harder and play harder than everybody else.
What do you feel that your team needs to improve on the most?
Offensive continuity. Our sets, we're only getting to 1 to 2 parts out of the set, and we're not getting to the entire thing. We got to continue with our continuity where we're constantly moving the ball and moving till someone gets open. Right now we're getting to a point, and then the ball is what's called stopping. When the ball stops, that means that person is now going to go one-on-one. Well, we're better together than we are individual. So let's continue to keep the offense going until we get an open layup or an open shot. And we're deadly when that happens. It just doesn't happen often.
Mm-hmm. Out of 4 games played so far, which game were you most proud of your team?
The Florida game, hands down. They beat us 3 years ago in the regular season. And then they beat us in the playoffs, put us out the playoffs first round 2 years ago.
Oh, revenge.
It wasn't so much revenge because Coach Staley, the head coach there, I coached on his coaching staff. We went to a state championship together at OW. When OW girls went to the state championship back to back, I was on that coaching staff with Coach Staley, and then I left to take on my own head coaching job. Coach Staley is, my kids call him Uncle Josh, you know, so we're very tight. His kids call me, you know, Uncle, and we're really, really close. And so the trash talk was going on before the game, and then we played the game, and then after the game, you know, I called him. He said, man, don't call me. You calling me to gloat. I said, no, I'm not. I'm calling you to talk. I'll talk to you in the morning. So I called him in the morning. So you're going to just rub it in my face, huh? So then I posted, we posted on our social media that the, you know, some, we posted the score and that highlights will be posted later. He texted me, so you're going to put up highlights now? So that's what you're going to do?
That's what you do when you win.
You know, it's just, but me and him, it's the back and forth. And I, matter of fact, I talked to him right before we came here. And he was talking just about our team because we talked to each other about advice about both of our teams. So I wouldn't call it revenge, but it felt good to beat him because I've never beaten him. So
it feels good to beat any of your friends.
Yes. Yes, in anything. And I don't care what it is. Checkers, tic-tac-toe. I want to beat you. Don't. Pick up sticks.
What are some things you are telling your players going into the game against something tomorrow?
Let's just do what we do. I think that when we do what we do, make other teams adjust to us. We don't have to adjust. And mainly, it's just being solid and disciplined on defense because they have some guys who can make some plays. And if we're disciplined on defense, they won't make them. So, and just carrying over. And really what I told them is we got to go you got to put 1 foot in front of the other. So we took 1 step with AC Flora. We just got to take the next step with something. So that's really it.
We'd like to thank you for your time. You got any shout outs?
Nah, shouts out to y'all, man. Keep doing your thing.
Sir, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, and today I'm joined by
Demaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks, and we're out. Boom!
Everything is chrome in the future.